Accession number 18570, Real 4.
Mike Bendix, Real 4.
God, Himmler wasn't ever going to be the number 2. So what on earth was his head doing on those stamps? Because my stepfather had been in SOE, I'd try to ask him about these stamps, and he denied all knowledge of them. I even sat next to Trevor Roper at dinner in Cambridge, and I mentioned the stamps to him, and he said, "Don't be so bloody stupid. You never saw them. Couldn't have done. No such stamps were ever issued." I didn't know the name of the Judge Advocate General officers at all, so I had to live for the next 50 years with the knowledge that I must have imagined it. And then suddenly in the Times, what did they do? There was this great sort of article about what these stamps had been used for. Infiltrated into disgrace Himmler. And the Imperial War Museum, bless them, got me the file number and had a word with the record office. And I've written a letter to the Times saying, well, I actually saw it in 1946. And there were quite a few letters about that. But anyhow, I could see why they're a bit cagey about them, because I went to the records office and it was all on microfiche. And okay, there was how they thought the idea up, there were letters from the agents and all that sort of thing. But it was the last letter that I could see why they were a bit windy about the whole thing. Because the War Office wrote to Stanley Gibbons and said, we've got all these stamps left and we'd like to make some money out of them. What are they worth? And the letter from Stanley Gibbons said, absolutely slam all, because they're forgeries. And as far as the world of stamps was concerned, but they obviously said that as a curiosity, perhaps later on, Christie's or one of those might find somebody trying to auction them. I don't know where they are now. There was one stamp collector wrote to me, a Polish Jew who'd been in Auschwitz, and he said that he had got one. I said, how did you get it? And he said, that would be telling, wouldn't it? So I didn't press him. He could, of course, have had one of the envelopes that had been posted into Germany with a Himmler stamp on, but I never got any further than that. But where they are now, I just simply wouldn't know. And I think from what was said by the records office, the underground had got a whole lot of unissued stamps right up to Hamburg. They were surprised that it got so far north. So I have a funny feeling that the lot I saw were the last being collected in. But that is only conjecture on my part.
And so this was a British attempt to implicate Himmler in the, I think, in the July plot, was it?
No, I think it was, they were issued, I think, too far ahead. I think they had something to do, as far as I can remember, from the microfiche, which took a long time to watch. They had something to do with Himmler being demoted from the Minister of the Interior by Hitler. I didn't realize he had been, but and that was reported by an agent.
So it had nothing to do with the July plot?
Well, I suppose they must have gone on issuing them, but I didn't get the impression that they had anything to do with it, especially. They may have got caught up in it, but they weren't issued, I don't think, with that purpose. But were they? They are now, is still intrigues me.
What colour were the stamps?
As far as I remember, they were a dark background, and I think they were a purplish sort of figure. There is a picture of them there, but have you seen them?
We'll look at them later.
Yes.
And your job was to guard people being prepared for the Nuremberg trial?
No, they came under the brigade headquarters, which I was in. So we would have four battalions to call upon. As far as I remember, it was the Grenadiers mostly who guarded the camp.
How do you feel now in 1998 about having served with the Coldstream Guards in the Second World War?
Well, I wouldn't have missed it for all the tea in China, because all my friends were there, you know. I hate being called a veteran. I don't think I could ever go back to Normandy or Arnhem. I really don't. And I just think it's so long ago now that most people probably don't. I feel if I did talk about it, I'd be boring them stiff.
What's your objection to the use of the word veteran?
Well, it sort of gives one the feeling of being a terribly old, wizened-up man, and I should have sticks and crutches and things. And I was only 19 and 20. That's how I look at myself as a youth. And I don't know. It's silly of me, really. I was just doing a job.
And you didn't get wounded, apparently.
No, I didn't. I think I always find the right ditch at the right time.